Hello everyone. Welcome to the Sports Scientist podcast. You're listening to the voice of Daniel. This is a channel of audio blogs, the most updated and reliable sports science matters. This is my last episode on this season, which is running shoes. Or you can call it as my chapter, running shoes as well. So this season is Tech Run, running with technology. As I've said, this is the last podcast for this season. I've tried to provide some solution or preferably an effective suggestion of the issue in concern, that is, deciding your running shoes. So let's begin the conclusion. Yes, choosing the right shoe is cumbersome. Plus, they say the best shoe is the most comfortable shoe. But not all shoes, as stock, are comfortable to everyone. Also, not every comfortable shoes can be assumed to prevent injuries or even enhance performance. So, what is the solution to this riddle? I would say, combining technologies into our daily life has never failed us. Proper or orderly utilization of technologies can provide solution to any day-to-day problems we face. This episode is about the ideas with which you can study your run, your workload, impact, and even forces with some cheap, feasible gadgets. The ideal deal is to make use of an economically feasible technology and integrating them into variable and viable sources of information. If I have to put it in a nutshell, the problem faced is maximal shoes produces higher loading rate, while the minimalistic shoes complication include the thinner heel pads and low force dissipation factors. So which shoe to use now? Before getting any shoes which you plan on wearing often, it is quite essential that you get your gait analyzed. Gait analysis is a process where computer programs and softwares analyze the pattern of your gait. They can even have pressure sensor monitors to monitor your line of pressure of the foot. From these processes, you can get your details about your gait and can order a shoe that would be perfect for your walking or running style. Also, foot assessments and gait analysis can identify your foot anatomy. That is, if you're pronated or supinated, or if your pronation or supination is in the safe or unsafe range. It can be a very crucial aspect while designing your insoles for your shoes. The shoe companies have started insisting their customers on gait analysis and foot assessments before buying the shoes. It can be commercial or marketing strategies, that doesn't matter, but what matters is that this is a really good step or an initiative by the shoe companies. These companies also use integrated softwares in their manufacturing units so as to simulate the line of pressure and quantity of motion control that their user would experience while wearing their new shoes. These type of shoes can help a lot in avoiding injury or minimizing injury incidents in runners. But it doesn't land in exactly what we want. Now that we can get most appropriate shoes for our feet and even minimize the injury, the ultimate goal of any athlete or even a common man is how to improvise the physical activity that's been happening, how to minimize the injury to further extents, and how to obtain viable information from feasible equipments. Well, as I said earlier, this might not be a perfect solution, but relatively a conservative one. There's always scope for improvement when science incorporates with sports and performance. There are numerous scientific interventions that has been marketed and has marked milestones in the sports world. One such intervention that we can think about is fitness trackers. There are numerous fitness trackers in the market like Fitbit, Pebble, Apple Watch, Garmin, etc. These devices are very limited in information that's been provided. That is, they give you with your heart rate, what heart rate zone are you doing your physical activity in. your, let's say, your calories burned, the floors climbed, and thingies. But there are other such wearable gadgets that has the ability to assess cadence, pace, stride length, distance, and much more in the running sciences. It can measure so many aspects of running sciences. Such devices can provide a solution to the issue being addressed currently. They can measure the impact, and we can deduce the forces from the impacts by simple calculations. Thus, we can essentially calculate the force and guide the athletes to reduce the force if he or she is exceeding the range, obviously. But the exciting part is these all can happen in real time. That is, while the athlete is performing, we can give him real-time guidances. But science has given an answer for that even. There are a couple of wearable techs which presents its analysis in real time using voice feedback systems. This voice feedback is provided through any Bluetooth system or headphone that's connected, and this would correct the athlete even during the activity and uses machine learning to guide them through their regular training regimen. By using such devices, along with the user's comfortable shoes, I think it would successfully be a conservative plan to reduce the risk of injuries in greater ratios. This is one of the effective ways that I propose to maximize the efficacy of my athletes during their workout regimen and also minimize the risk of injury simultaneously. Well, when it comes to science, we are always limited to technology and resources. If you see 50 years back, whatever we are having now would have not been into considerations even. So why I would say this is a conservative one is because as of now, I think these are very effective ways to reduce injuries. And as I always end my episodes with a quote, this one is pretty scientific. So what I would like to say is, it can be concluded that there are no strong evidences to recommend the perfect shoe type for an athlete or for an event, but appropriate application of scientific advancements can always give the necessary solution. Think about it. And thank you all for listening to the final episode of this season. And please do visit the website and subscribe. And I have given the link in bio. And also, I would encourage a lot of criticism and a bit of encouragement, because this has been my fourth blog, and I would like to do more, and I would like to know what or where I'm doing bad and where I'm doing good and where I need to improve. So once again, guys, thank you. Have a nice day. And this is Daniel signing off from Sports Scientist. Bye-bye.